We now welcome into the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Mike London. Good morning, Coach London.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well. Before we talk about this game ahead on Saturday, just give me an idea how preseason camp for you has gone and whether your team is healthy and ready to go on Saturday night.
Well, it's gone pretty good for us. Our guys have really kind of adapted and adjusted to, you know, the coaching styles and the schemes and things that we've brought in here to help this team win football games. We got really close as a team, you know, considering the thing that happened during the course of the spring and losing Nate Evans. But our team has really come together and a lot of things, you know, that you go through adversity that materializes not only on the field but off the field. I think that's one of the things that's really kind of gotten us kind of close as a team. So, you know, going into August camp, you know, we wanted to make sure we put some things in that we could solidify some position groups. We're about there, but we continue to keep getting better as we go into this final week of preparation. So a lot of energy here, and we're excited about the opportunity that's coming up. A first home game, I believe, in 9 years here at William & Mary. So we're excited about the opportunity.
Kind of media question to you, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Hey, Mike. So could you discuss the switch over to the 3-4, how that's been going for you?
Yeah, you know, it's something that, the defensive staff, Vince Brown, myself, and coaches that are coaching have been very accustomed to. It, the 3-4 system is something that's widely used, in the NFL and then other college teams in around the country. Our personnel, we believe, also fits the opportunity for us to really expand and do some things in terms of movement. I believe that if you can line up on the edge like they've done in the past here, but also can line up head up and then slant and angle as you're lined up head up, it gives you a difference, a variance of techniques that are used in terms of affecting blocking schemes. So when you have a veteran defense that's returning for us, particularly the guys up front like Bill Murray, Carl Fowler, Gavin Johnson, you know, Will Kiley, you know, those guys have played in games and they've done really well adjusting to and adding on to, you know, some of the things they already know as good football players.
And just on the other side of the ball, going to a different offense as well, how has that transition gone and especially how have your quarterbacks evolved during the fall practice?
Yeah, you know, well, obviously one of the things that, you know, that we have to do a better job of and focusing on is scoring points. Averaging just 13.6 last year and trying to get explosive plays, and hopefully that's added to when you're an up-tempo offense and you have an opportunity to everybody talks about the run pass options, but you know, run pass option with a quarterback or with guys that can catch the passes on the perimeter is something that we've been really working on. Guys have embraced the style of offense. We've had a couple scrimmages where we've gone up into the 80-plus, 100-plus scrimmage count. And that's going to, you know, it's going to have to be kind of what we do, what we want to do, and how we want to attack opposing defenses. But as far as the players embracing it, the style, the scheme, the way we practice, that whole attitude has been really good to watch, and we're excited about having a chance to play and put it on review here this Saturday.
And if I could just throw in one more, have you settled on starters in your kicking game and your punters and kicker?
We're about there. It'll be different. We're going to try to take the best leg that does, whether it's a kickoff, the field goal, and punting. We're going to make sure that, you know, sometimes, you know, you have a really good kicker that might be able to do both. But, you know, we've been doing a lot of things to try to evaluate who can put it through the uprights, our short field goal guy, our long field goal guy, who's going to be able to kick the ball off now, you know, with the advent of the, you know, the new kickoff return rules and things that go on with that. You know, and our place kickers and punters, you know, who can do the things that we need to affect, you know, field position change. And so there's been a lot of great competition with not only the guys that have been in the past, Hooper, Will Michael, but George Eberle. You know, he's a true freshman that's come in. We found a couple snappers. And so, you know, we'll fine-tune and solidify what we're going to do probably here by midweek as far as who the guy is going to be. But schematically, and then just getting a guy that's going to be able to perform that one-play football scenario is something that we're dedicated to, and we'll have that all set as we prior to going into a Lafayette game.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, Coach London, who takes the Tribe's first snap against Lafayette and why?
Well, you'll probably find that out when they go out to warm up, John. We're still in the process of deciding who that's going to be. I know it's going to be – it'll be two new guys. Unlike last year, we were able to do some things early on in moving three of our quarterbacks who actually probably have a chance to contribute in a big way for us. Brandon Battle's a receiver now. Dean Ruckers is a receiver. And Kevin Gerald is a guy we moved to linebacker. So those guys may have an opportunity to see some significant time, playing those positions. And then the guys that are left, obviously, Teddy Hefter and Sean Mitchell, the guys that were here. But we like the young guy. We like our quarterback situation where guys that have taken reps like Hollis Mathis and Kilt Anderson have been taking some reps, and they've looked good. And we'll make that decision here as we go into prior to the game. But we're really happy about where we are. And we've decluttered the situation there and trying to get guys in position to play. So, it's something. It's a position we feel good about.
Hey, if I could follow up, that's a heck of a contrast there with Anderson being a 24-year-old and Mathis being a freshman. What are the pluses and minuses in that competition?
Yeah, well, one guy's shaving and the other guy's not, you know. So, the pluses and minuses, you know, obviously when you got an older guy that's been in games, that's handled the things that, you know, experience can do, you know, for you. That's a plus. The other thing for the young guy, for Hollis, I mean, he's not scared of anybody, you know. Good thing that he's a freshman. You know, the bad thing, he's a freshman, you know. So both of them bring elements that they've proven that they can move the ball. They can get the ball to the playmakers here or with their legs or with their arms. Both of them have done that. It's not going to be a surprise if both of them play. Teddy Hefner will be in the game in some capacities as well. But I would say that those two, the two new guys that have been involved with our offense have adapted and have done well with it. Kilton, because he's been older, he's been a kind of a system like that before. And Hollis, because in high school, I believe his high school career, I think he's only lost three games. And when he plays, he's a very competitive young man on the field. So there's a blend of both of them that have been pretty good for us, and it's been good to watch and evaluate and observe. So we're looking forward to seeing them on the field when coaches are off the field and have to perform and produce when they're out there by themselves.
Thank you, Coach London.
Thank you, John.
Mike, before I let you go, just a quick look as you've started to break down Lafayette. What are some of the challenges that they'll provide for your team?
Yeah, John Garrett is a good friend of mine. He was on the Al Groh original staff when we first all got together, so I know John really well. John is a pro style guy. He calls the plays. There at Lafayette, I know they have some good players there, offensive line. A guy, Marotti, is pretty good. The quarterback is good. A wide receiver that is dynamic, and a running back in Simpson that's a guy that's rushed for a lot of yards. So, John has always been a guy that is going to be innovative and try to do some things to to affect you defensively. I mean, they're like us. I mean, they, you know, they didn't do a very good job of scoring a lot of points last year. We didn't as well. So that's, I'm sure that's going to be a focus for them. But you know, they're a talented group. They're coming in here. You know, it's a 6 o'clock game, and you know, it'll be, hopefully we'll have a lot of people here. Our Gwynn Mary faithful here. Like I said, I mentioned earlier, first home game in 9 years, and you know, so it's going to be exciting. We look forward to it, and I'm sure Coach Garrett will have his team ready.
All right, Mike, thanks for taking time with us here today. Good luck Saturday against Lafayette, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.